the roving king's queen. On the nights when the king went whoring, the queen wept. On those nights he left aside his armor, took his gloves off, and went without her. The women of the town lay down for him and bore sons who might have been king's sons or might have been the sons of other men. His seemed a strange need to her, like nothing that she as a woman knew. He came home from his outing and crept in beside the queen, he feeling diminished and she degraded by his diminishment. But between them, as always, there flowed something strong which renewed him and upheld her. The next day he would wear his armor as usual, and his spurs would clink on the stones, while she near him remembered. And the people said, "Last night the king went out whoring. See how he stands, and see how she flushes. Besides, we saw him."